Friday afternoon, January 3rd. Good afternoon. It is a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A major winter weather event could be on the way early next week. UW-Madison Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, John Martin.
We'll end up with a pretty decent snow event, and that'll be followed by easily the coldest air we've seen here in the last two or three, maybe five winters. So we'll be desperately cold on Thursday morning with fresh snow cover, fairly light winds. I wouldn't be surprised to see overnight lows into the minus teens, even maybe minus 20 in a few places.
One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thu in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of Thu. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside of a New Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information of whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thu contact police immediately. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the city of Madison that occurred Monday evening. It was first reported that at approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at the Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject, and the subject was transported by law enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the subject was immediately observed to be unresponsive, and the subject was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. It has now been reported that the suspect died Tuesday. No weapons were discharged during this incident. Involved law enforcement officers were placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the City of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office at 608-647-3466. Three candidates have announced for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Incumbent Jill Underley, Education Consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright have all registered. If the candidates gather at least 2,000 signatures by January 7th, voters will narrow the field for the April general election to two in a February primary. The Capital Times reports that Underley, elected in 2021, is proposing over $4 billion in spending toward K-12 schools. Wright previously ran for his state assembly as a Democrat in 2016 and 2018. Kinzer owns an education consulting firm and previously led the state's rocket ship schools and served as president of the Milwaukee-based City Ford Collective. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. During a special meeting Thursday, Commission Chair Ann Jacobs made the case, citing the seriousness of what happened and the fact that the elections agency was not notified in a timely fashion. About all that's known at this point is that the Madison election officials discovered 193 absentee ballots weeks after the November 5th election. WEC was made aware of the missing ballots on December 18th. The mayor's office and the public after that. Commissioner Don Millis called the extended timeline very disturbing. Yesterday's vote by the six-member commission to conduct the investigation was unanimous. Commissioner Marge Bostelman said she doesn't see the goal of an investigation as punitive, but rather to make sure this doesn't happen again. In a statement, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes said she agrees that an investigation can help provide transparency and accountability, as well as hopefully provide lessons that all Wisconsin clerks can learn to prevent similar errors in the future. A big endorsement for the head of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Ben Wickler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Wickler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run for the party's National Committee. That includes the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. Gas Buddy released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. The outlook highlights key trends in gasoline and diesel prices, utilizing specific inputs, potential impacts on production, supply and demand changes, and a change in leadership in Washington. Gas Buddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024, and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but comes amid emerging uncertainties surrounding geopolitical tensions, potential tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Highlights from Gas Buddy's 2025 fuel outlook include: the national average price of gasoline is expected to hit its lowest point in December, averaging $2.89 per gallon for the month. Gas prices could peak in April at a monthly average of $3.53 per gallon, while the daily average could top out as high as $3.67 per gallon, driven by seasonal increases in demand and the change to summer gasoline that occurs coast to coast at a varied pace. While most major U.S. cities will seek peak gas prices around $4 per gallon, West Coast cities such as Los Angeles and San Francisco could return to the mid-$5 per gallon range due to high fuel taxes, unique fuel requirements, and other state mandates, and Americans are expected to spend a combined $410.8 billion on gasoline in 2025, an 8% decrease from 2024's estimated $423.1 billion. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025, with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 per gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Mortgage rates have climbed again in a hot real estate market. As of yesterday, the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is just under 7%. That's the highest rate in 6 months. It keeps potential home buyers out of the market. From the beginning to the end of December, the number of mortgage applications dropped nearly 22%. Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medications. Stetson Prochaska, an Aspirus pharmacy resident, says that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication. It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
Petrikas says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product. Threatening messages have led to an arrest. A Avoca Police Chief Chad Knable reports that last Friday night at approximately 8:30, the Avoca Police Department received a complaint of someone sending threatening messages over the phone to a village resident. The messages were explicit and were against the complainant's life. Police met with the complainant, initiated an investigation, and gathered evidence which quickly confirmed the identity of the suspect. Police contacted the suspect by phone but could not convince her to meet with police to make a statement. Due to the suspect not cooperating, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, Probation, and Parole were contacted, and area law enforcement agencies were notified to be on the lookout for Logan S. Taylor, 34, of Avoca. Yesterday, Taylor appeared at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center and was taken into custody without incident. Taylor was booked into the Iowa County Jail on a probation hold. Charges of harassment with threats to kill, unlawful use of a communications device, disorderly conduct, and bail jumping have been referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office for consideration. The time is drawing near for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. The deadline to nominate those who are making a difference in your life is Monday. The awards committee appreciates all nominations, which are made by the public. Mick Cosgrove is a Making a Difference Awards committee member.
Probably the most difficult part about running the Making a Difference Awards is getting the nominations. And I mention it often that people come up during the year and say, you should have given this award to so-and-so, or they did this. And my response is always, did you nominate him? Well, no. That's how we know about these people. It's impossible for the selection committee to go out and find, actually recruit. What we count on is the community coming up forth and telling us who's really making a difference in the lives of people in the greater Richland County area. And that was the whole kind of concept of starting these awards, was the people that we want to hear about are the ones that aren't doing it for the recognition. They're the ones that really deserve it. And often it always comes through, but we always encourage people, please nominate them so that we have the ability to honor them.
There are many categories for the Making Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth, and new this year, Employee of the Year. When nominating, the awards committee would be appreciated as much information about the nominee as possible.
We want more than just, I nominate this person for this award. We need to hear a little bit about, the selection committee, I think, sometimes scratch their head because we need enough for them to say, yes, this really is someone that's making a difference. So we don't need a novel or anything, but we need a few paragraphs to really highlight exactly how they're making a difference to make that process for the selection committee work better.
You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference, care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or drop the information off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by Monday at 5 p.m. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1972. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface and performed 3 EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DeekSlaytonMuseum.org. The holiday expenses may be looming on the credit card bill, or perhaps the bank balance is a little lighter from the extra gifts exchanged with family and friends. If this is the year to reduce debt and bump up the savings account, revisiting prior financial goals is not a bad idea. Fluctuations in the economy continue to affect many households. People are reassessing retirement timelines, considering where and how they live, and assessing future personal goals in the face of the new variants. Several federal financial programs have ended, and employment opportunities have varied from one sector to another. As consumers look ahead to the new year, having stable financial footing may become necessary to meet day-to-day needs. When thinking about current finances and sticking to a New Year's resolution, consider these tips from the Better Business Bureau. Set clear financial goals like building an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation or retirement. Clear goals provide motivation and direction for financial choices. Inventory your credit cards. Credit cards have high interest rates, which can waste much money over time. Reach out to the credit card company to see if a balance transfer offer can be used to switch to a card with a lower rate, or ask if the interest rate can be lowered. If you have multiple cards, decide which debt paying strategy is best for you. Some experts recommend paying off cards with the highest interest rates first. Others recommend paying off cards with the smallest balances first. Additionally, try sending in payments throughout the month. Put the $5 that would have been spent on a morning coffee towards debt instead. Avoid wasting money on unethical businesses or scams. Making careful decisions now can save time, money, and headaches later. Research all companies at BBB.org and check BBB Scam Tracker regularly to see what scams are happening in your area. Revisit subscriptions and memberships. Review all recurring payments and cancel any services no longer needed. These small adjustments can add up over the year. Plan for large expenses and potential major purchases or expenses like vacations or home repairs, and start setting aside funds monthly to avoid future financial strain. Start budgeting. Creating a written budget and tracking spending is one of the best ways to save money and stop spending more than what is earned. First, figure out how much debt you have. You need an accurate picture before figuring out your budget. Note the difference between fixed expenses, needs, and wants. If you have debt, include repayment goals in your budget. If possible, factor in retirement and emergency savings. Save money by giving up morning coffee and cooking at home instead of getting takeout. Factor in any alternate income, like selling unused items or part-time work in the gig economy. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org, Wisconsin, or call 1-800-273-1002. Sue Triggs is having a retirement party this afternoon from now until 3 at the Richland County Courthouse in the boardroom on the third floor. Sue has worked for the county for 46 years. Go by and say hi, and good luck in retirement. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Gretchen Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 221.